Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:09 a.m. Let's call it 11:10 on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. Here in the great Northeast, this beautiful Tuesday, September 23, 2025, my grandson, hopefully coming home today. And this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man, John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we're saluting today because we lost them within the last year. Like Cactus Carl Evans of Scranton, Thomas Moose Carlucci of Dunmore, and Jack Dietz of Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense for another hour, promising a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this morning, because that's what we do. That's what we do. Somebody texted, and I saw this text, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But somebody texted in, Bob, you and Chris Kelly, Mullins Field, after the show. Yeah, that was a place we used to, that was, not we, they used to fight. Good line. Hey, by the way, speaking, it reminds me of Dunmore. My friend Homer drop me off. I've got a number. I've got now a long-sleeved DPW shirt. He dropped it off at the house, and I cannot wait to wear it. Now, Thursday's garbage day, so I'm either wearing it Thursday or Friday. I can't wait to wear it. I'm excited. So thank you, Homer. I appreciate it more than you could know, honest to God. But a family member wrote in this. Anecdotal, but very true. My wife cuts a young man's hair who is developing perfectly normal, and starting to speak around the age of two. He received whatever vaccines that you get at that time, was very sick for multiple days, and hasn't spoken a word since. Now in his mid-teens and starting to shave, he's completely autistic. God bless the parents. They definitely blame the vaccines. See, it's not anti-vax and it's not anti-science to question why do our kids have scheduled, 62 shots? How can that possibly be good for you? It can't. That's why one of the reasons Trump won the election was by bringing RFK on board. Because there's a number of young people and older people like myself who are like, this is not good. We're not headed in the right direction. We've got to start questioning everything. Imagine how difficult for that family. essentially your child stolen from you after they started out like normal children. Don't hesitate to ask questions. What are the ingredients in what you're giving my child? Number one. What are the side effects? Number two. What bad outcomes have you experienced with your patients, doctor? Those questions have to be answered to your satisfaction. What are the dangers of not getting the shot? What are we risking? And what dangers have you seen actually occur? These questions have to be asked. And by the way, a majority of children, a substantial majority of the children, no matter what we give them, they're gonna be fine. But a substantial minority of children will be affected one way or another negatively by all of these shots. And somebody's got to question it. I mean, are they going out at it 100% the right way? Probably not, but they're going at it. They're not ignoring it. They're not accepting standard bull spit. And thank God they're not. By the way, I'm reading the Scranton Rag. And page two, there's a rally urging Northeast Pennsylvania lawmakers to keep health care affordable. So apparently 10 or so people, probably half of them paid. And by the way, if you're not getting paid to go to these protests, you're a real sucker. Because there's tax credits to help people pay premiums for private insurance. I don't necessarily disagree with that. What's the cost, all that kind of thing. But this is very important to point out. Here's the truth about healthcare costs. Obamacare, that everybody claims to love, all it really has turned out to be is another layer over Medicaid. That's what you're receiving, the vast majority of these people. So you're receiving Medicaid. Fine, if you deserve it, all good. If you get tax credits for private insurance, in my view, it should be deductible. But that aside, because of Obamacare, premiums for private insurance have gone up dramatically because of Obamacare. Healthcare costs have gone up dramatically. And back to the insurance issue, the deductibles have gone up dramatically, all because of Obamacare, distorting healthcare insurance. And don't confuse healthcare with health insurance. Health insurance is how we pay for it. Healthcare is what is available. And it ain't abortion, by the way, on a side note. That's not healthcare. But please remember this. The government got involved with Medicare and Medicaid, and a healthy country became an unhealthy one. Please remember, coincidence? Maybe. Causation? Maybe. But I will tell you one thing that's been caused. Oh, healthcare costs going up? Definitely the cause of government's involvement. And government's increased involvement through Obamacare has made everything more expensive, particularly health insurance. Period. Somebody texts in, speaking, and we're right on the subject here. Speaking of socialism and communism, Karl Marx, the author of Communist Manifesto, never worked a day in his life and was supported by his best friend, who was a capitalist, and his best friend's and his own mother. And he screwed everybody he dealt with. Seems fitting that the left idolizes him. Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. Dear Lord. Chuck from Carmel, Joe Biden was a so-called Catholic, but was all in on killing babies. All in, 100%. Somebody asked, they did have record players that went under your dash. I heard that, but I would have figured they would be skipping. Now, that was probably 50s era, because we had cassettes and 8-tracks by the time. Well, we had 8-tracks by the time I was around. And Poet Joe talking in about that. Yeah, roll 8-track. You'd play the 8-track with or without rolling papers to even it out. Yeah. Somebody texted in. Isn't it being reported that Biden's now broke? How do you go from being president of the United States of America to being broke, flat broke in less than a year? Because he couldn't afford all the stuff that he had. Because he was doing it through corrupt money. The corrupt money stopped. He can't afford it anymore. Period. Done. No more corrupt money. No more corrupt beach houses and everything else. Yeah. If you pay $300,000 or anything, if you pay anything to hear Joe Biden speak, there's something wrong with you. If it's your own money, fine. But if it's the money of an organization, shame on you. He's a doddering, corrupt, disgusting, demented fool. Rich McHale says, Bob, yesterday I saw a Facebook reel that mentioned Obama was caught on a live mic saying in reference to Charlie Kirk, we got him. Do you believe the validity of such a reel? No, I really don't. Now, Rich believes Obama was the catalyst of all evil and his deprivation still exists. I don't see it that way at all. I really don't. I see Obama as an incredibly arrogant person who was a sub-mediocre president. But, you know, the 8 years he was in office, they did a lot of damage, but they could have done a lot more. I mean, look at the insane amount of damage Joe Biden did in just 4 years with half a brain. So, Obama, mediocre. He's historic, but less than sub-mediocre. And he didn't pursue the whole lunatic agenda. But see, now he does, because that's how you stay popular. Because that whole crowd, the establishment, the left, the Democrat Party, they went hard left. So he's going hard left with them. So's an actual moderate, Bill Clinton. They've gone hard left. That's where the money is. Yeah. All right. Somebody says the article I'm referring to, page 2. No, page 3. Page 2 is the good page. It's people in the community doing things. Page 2 is the only good page of the paper. Well, the obituaries, because the funeral home guys write those. So it's yeah. You could believe the obituaries. You could believe page 2. And you can believe the sports, by and large, although they've destroyed the sports in the paper. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Bob Caudaro, WILK, we'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Mac Davis. Murph says he moved up to number one this date, 1972, with his hit Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. And then, of course, 1976, U.S. televised presidential debate. It was the first time an incumbent president had ever debated. And it didn't work out well, but Gerald Ford made the one mistake, played over and over again, and we got stuck with Jimmy Carter. Bill, he would not have been an incredible president, but Gerald Ford would have been a good president, and we got stuck with Jimmy Carter instead because, again, a lot of his appeal was phony. Not a bad person or anything like that, but just incompetent, number one, incapable of doing the job, number two, by temperament and, I don't want to say experience because he had enough experience, but mostly by temperament, incapable. And so we suffered through 4 years of complete mediocrity, questioning where this country was headed until Ronald Reagan came along and saved us. It's like Trump saving us from Obama and then from Joe Biden, except Joe Biden did substantially more damage than Jimmy Carter ever could. I've say it often. Joe Biden was a combination of incompetence and malice. He combined the worst of Lyndon Johnson and Jimmy Carter. We've never had a worse president. Never. Not even close. But in any event, they debated. Gerald Ford said at the foreign policy component, they're under my administration, or words to that effect, there will be no Soviet domination of Poland. Well, you're about 8 or 10 years too early to make that statement, right? Yeah, and he did, but it probably cost him the election and stuck us with Jimmy Carter. So there you go. All right, we need to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, lots of texts to get to, but we've got to hear from our great sponsors. We've got a Veterans Tribute coming up, and the weather maybe. You know, it's not that important. You know that. Because all you got to just look outside, you'll know what it is. So we'll do that and more after this, the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man and a true patriot, John Basiliga. And today we feature just one of his great companies, Serenity Care. Personal care for seniors in Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Dementia care units in both Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. They have all been completely renovated, accepting new residents. John has a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the area and these beautiful personal care homes for seniors to live in. Set the standard for Northeast Pennsylvania. John Jack Dietz. We lost him March 16th this year. His wife, the former Dolores Godovan Dietz, passed away in 2011. What a sweet woman. The couple had been married 54 years at that time. Jack was born in 1935 in Scranton, educated in Scranton schools, and then he went into the banking industry where he worked for 42 years with Citizens Savings, where he moved up through the ranks, eventually serving as president and chief executive officer. I remember him taking me to his office one time. We had something going on with the Chamber of Commerce. And I was friends with his sons. And, no idea. He was the president of a bank. So humble. In retirement, Jack volunteered his time with various groups, including St. Francis of Assisi Kitchen, Meals on Wheels, Hospice of the Sacred Heart, Habitat for Humanity, as well as the parish council at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Dunmore. He attended Mass regularly at St. Paul's Church, his childhood parish. He served our country honorably in the United States Army. Surviving, his son, his daughter, grandchildren, and many other relatives. Sadly, he was preceded in death by his beloved wife and his son Thomas, and also his companion Peggy Bolin, who added much joy to Jack's life, Jack Dietz. And with us, his son and my friend since we're about eight, Pat Dietz. Pat, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you today? And thank you very much. I'm thrilled that you decided to honor my father today. I appreciate it very much.
He was a great guy, Pat. I mean, fathers have to be fathers to their kids, but he didn't have to discipline me, so he was always nice to me.
Well, he took it out on me.
You know, he was a really humble guy. I knew him since we're about 8 years old. I had no idea he had become president of a bank until I got involved with the Chamber of Commerce with him.
Yep, he had a good run at Citizens, and they're still around, of course.
Yeah,
you know.
So, Pat, you went into banking yourself following his path.
Yeah, I haven't been in banking as long as he has, Bob. I've only been in banking 45 years.
Hey, tell us. I mean, he was always around for you guys.
Yeah.
Always present, no matter what business obligations he had. He was just a good guy, Pat, wasn't he?
Yeah. I'll tell you, Bob. He, years ago, the women stayed home, but the guys would work two jobs. And he would be Mr. Banker by day, and he would work up at Penn State Worthington campus as a maintenance worker at night.
You're
so
kidding.
He could bring home a couple bucks. He could bring home a couple bucks and, you know, take us on vacation every year and do that kind of stuff.
Wow.
I'll have to tell you a story though, Bob, from his military.
Yeah, I want to hear this. I want to hear this, yeah, Pat. Go ahead.
And we talked about it briefly the other day, but he was stationed at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, which is along the Chesapeake in Maryland. It's still there. And he was down there in the early to mid 50s, and the group or his platoon was a mixed group of of white and African American soldiers. And one Saturday night, they were all getting ready to go to the movies, and there was this one friend of his, and his name was Mo. And he said, "Mo, we're going to the movies." And Mo's like, "You know what, Jack, I'm going to stick around tonight." He goes, I'm not going to go. And about 20 minutes before they're ready to leave, my father's like, "Mo, come on, get ready to go to the movies." And he said, "Jack, I'm just staying put on the base." About 5 minutes before they're ready to leave, my father's like, "Mo, will you please get ready to go?" He's like, "Jack, I can't go. There's no African-American movies. It's for whites only. They won't let me in." So he was exposed to the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah.
And that always stuck with him, how unfair that was. But he was living in that time period, and he told that story many times to say, "Hey, how far we've come and how lucky we were in the North, because I don't think we experienced that in the North."
Yeah. Although there was a great book called The Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison that spells it out for African-Americans, for blacks in this country, even in the Northeast. But you're right. I mean, there wasn't that overt or systemic racism. But, man, he dealt with that in the military. And these are people serving our country, which makes it even more outrageous, even going back that far.
No doubt about it. And it stuck with him the rest of his life.
I learned a lot from that. Well, Patrick, yep. I appreciate you calling in to talk about your dad, and particularly relating that story and that experience he had while in the military. We appreciate it so much. He's a great guy, and we all miss him.
It's always a pleasure, Bob, and thanks again once again for honoring this day.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Pat Dietz talking about his dad, Jack Dietz. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Well, it's 2:45 in the morning in Noumea, New Caledonia. That's according to our man Rick Bigelow. And, of course, 12:45 here. So thanks, Frank. Thanks, Gerard. Rick Bigelow, speaking of, he says, Kirk in Gaelic, Scottish, and then English translate to church. It was originally co-opted from the Old Norse because the Norsemen, the Scandinavians, kept invading the Saxons. And that's the combination that led to Great Britain and its culture. So yeah, Kirk in Gaelic, Scottish, and then English translate to church. Thank you, Rick. Always timely on all these things. HVAC guy says Obama wasn't really that bad compared to Biden. You added that. That's a important proviso, compared to Biden. He says he was anti-same-sex marriage. He held and detained dangerous illegal immigrants, sent a lot of military back to school to advance their future careers, worked with our intelligence community to take out Osama bin Laden. Don't agree with his more recent thoughts, ideas, and beliefs, which, by the way, you have to have. Remember, Obama is not a leader. Even though he was a first, he wasn't a leader. He followed. He didn't have his own philosophy. He followed the philosophy at the time of the Democrat Party to become the president and stay the president. And he also has changed his attitude on a million things. He's moved hard left to continue to be accepted. So he molded himself to the day and time that he was in. And now he's unfortunately molding himself instead of leading, which, again, he was never a leader. But HVAC dude, you're right. Said, I'd take him over Biden, Harris, and the other liberal bozos. Now, the problem is, if he had a chance to do what Biden did, he would do it only more smoothly. More dangerously. HVAC dude says he's independent and independent voter leaning right. Well, there's no Democrats to vote for on the national scene, period. Somebody else pointing out if Ford hadn't had won, we probably wouldn't have had Reagan, and that's an important thought. History is the way it is. It is. I don't know. Something happened with my... somebody said, how bizarre is it that Charlie Kirk and George Floyd share the same birthday? What is it, October 14th or something? Yeah. Somebody says, Jimmy Carter was very smart. Nuclear engineering, nuclear submarine propulsion, says the Army trucker. Very smart. He was actually intelligent. But he was not a great leader, and he just had... I don't know. He had personal quirks that made him go it alone. But this is what describes Jimmy Carter for me. When he would pretend he was carrying his luggage onto Air Force One, first of all, you're making an ass out of the country. Our president doesn't carry his luggage. But it was empty. The suitcase was empty. So there was a lot of phoniness there. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says 11:50. Well, he's not that bright, but I love his music. Because on this date, 1949, Bruce Springsteen, born Long Branch, New Jersey, born to run. He's one of those guys you just want to say, shut up and sing. You know, I don't think I'll go see Bruce. I got to see him. I know I've told you. He played one song and no politics at a McCartney concert. And in New Jersey, and I was like, it was great. I said, okay, good, I've heard him. Now I don't have to listen to the nonsense and the lies and the stupidity in order to endure that for his music. By the way, Nexstar is going to preempt Jimmy Kimmel also tonight. So Jimmy Kimmel has something riding on this evening because Sinclair, which operates 38 ABC affiliate stations, and Nexstar, which operates 28, are both boycotting until he appropriately apologizes for his lying, disgusting stupidity, last Monday night. ABC can't have that. So maybe they ride it out if he continues to be an arrogant ass and doesn't apologize. They ride out the Kimmel show through the end of the year and just don't re-sign him. We'll see. But that's that's a lot. By the way, on a note that I've been meaning to mention, because people have brought up the Democrat legislators in Minnesota getting slaughtered. And that the guy was supposedly a right-winger. By the way, a right-winger who was appointed at least twice to different positions by Governor Tim Walz, just so you know, just so it's balanced. And they got killed after they voted to not give Medicaid to illegal immigrants. But when they were killed, every Republican voted to condemn the killings and to honor them. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, 95 Democrats voting no and present opposed the resolution. Whose side is the problem on? By the way, quickly as we do Ray Charles, because he was born Albany, Georgia, this date, 1930. We lost him in 2004. America the Beautiful. Donald Trump had another tour de force in front of the UN. He talked about Christianity. He talked about Western values. He talked about the sickness and stupidity of mass migration and Green New Deal. He called it a scam right out, right in the faces of all of those fools. You gotta love them. You gotta love them. Amazing. Well, we're gonna let Ray Charles take it out because it's one of the greatest songs ever. By the way, somebody takes in Bob Rush Limbaugh. We spoke about fathers he knew that had daughters in college or around others that would change long-held beliefs towards the left. Anyway, yeah. It's true. It's indoctrination. But the mission of Charlie Kirk goes on. They're already at the next event. And it's packed. So, good stuff. Hey, best of luck, Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know if you're capable, but I hope you do the right thing tonight and get your career back on track and try to be funny again. Not much to ask. So let's let Ray finish up because my Bicardo Jewelers watch says 11:58 and change. And actually it says 11:59 on the dot. We'll give you the last minute of Ray. But for now, we gavel to a close this meeting, the Club for Common Sense. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. I'll let you know what my grandson looks like. Rob O'Donnell and Sue Henry next. Have a good one.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.